What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line this morning, Dasha Milden, Consumer Insights reporter with CNET, which is out with a new study looking at, well, something we're all familiar with, all too familiar with, subscriptions. Dasha, thanks for being on with us. You know, a lot of people might be rethinking some of their spending from time to time every year, and subscription services are one of the first things we look at. You know, what do I need? What do I not need so much? CNET's out with a new survey on just how much we're spending on subscriptions. What did you find?
Yeah, good morning. First of all, thank you for having me. It's really shocking that on average, we're paying about $90 a month in subscriptions. And when we add that up, that's over $1,000 a year. Now, that's about a dollar less than what we found last year when we started thinking about a month-to-month basis, and about $12 overall for an annual basis. But it's concerning to think about $1,000 of our money is going towards subscriptions, and that's not just one thing, right? We have to think about that there are several. So streaming and video being one of them, e-commerce, so thinking about your Amazon Prime subscription, maybe music like Spotify and Apple Music, your gym memberships, health and fitness, the list goes on. So now's a really good time to think about what subscriptions do I need, which ones can I cancel, and more importantly, which ones am I paying for that I've even totally forgotten about?
That's the thing. How many people have maybe signed up for a trial for something and then completely forget about it, and they've been, you know, paying for it every month for a long time?
Yeah, that's one thing that we are finding that it's pretty more so common more than anything. And that's concerning, thinking about that people are spending over $200 in subscriptions that they don't use on average. It's really one of the things that we even found that Gen Z is spending the most, worth $23 a month on subscriptions that they don't use, and even $276 per year. So the numbers really, really start to add up when you start thinking about that's money that you essentially are throwing away because you're not using that subscription.
When we think of subscriptions, I think our mind like immediately goes to the streaming, you know, Hulu, Netflix, that kind of stuff. But it includes so much more that, you know, we think, oh, how much do you spend on subscriptions? Well, you know, like I have Netflix and Peacock, and so I'm under like $20 a month. But you're breaking down all the different things. I mean, it could also include newspapers and things like that, wholesale stores like, you know, Sam's Club or BJ's that you have here, music subscription services. You mentioned Amazon Prime, gaming, there's meal delivery, there's your gym membership, there's security. Think of your Ring doorbell. If you want to hold on to the video longer than live or whatever, you're paying a subscription service. And then even, I love this part, apps that will help you manage your money and subscription services you might be paying a subscription to.
Yeah. And while that might seem helpful, you may look for, if you're looking at cutting back on subscriptions, you might look for other ways to maybe manage your money or even just thinking about if you're looking at cutting off subscriptions, right, you might look at other ways that you can do that without paying that monthly fee. So my recommendation is really just to do an audit. Don't wait. Definitely go ahead and start looking at your credit card and your bank statements to see what exactly am I paying for. And every single one of those that you mentioned, I'm paying for each and every one of them, right? So I'm definitely probably paying a little more than $90 a month. But more importantly here is how many of those do I actually use? And while the answer is probably most, just how can I cut back? Is there a lower tier that I can take on? Am I okay with ads? Do I really need that gym membership that's unlimited? Maybe I can go for a lower package, right? So now's a really good time if you're concerned and regarding the economy, or you're even just thinking about ways that you can curtail your spending. Now's a really good time to just start with those subscriptions and see just how you can cut back, even just by a few.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dasha, is there another way besides looking at your credit card statement to see what you've subscribed to? Because sometimes those credit card statements are vague.
Yeah. There are a few options if you're really looking at one that maybe is more of like a catch-all. And one of the recommendations that one of our CNET editors recommends is using Rocket Money. So for the Rocket Money subscription to actually find and cancel your subscription, there is a fee. But there is one thing that to keep in mind is that you are finding those subscriptions. So Rocket Money will help you to identify them, and then that way then cancel them for you. So you can try apps like that. That's one way. Or you can try going through your bank statements, of course. And even if we think about it in another fashion, you might just go through and try logging into all of those apps. And I know it may take some time, but just seeing, am I paying for this when I log into the app? Is there a credit card on file? Are they going to charge me again next month? I mean, so there are multiple ways that you can go about this, but the fastest way, even if it's vague, is to go throughout your bank and credit card statements, look for reoccurring charges, look for different names of subscriptions that you know that you're using. Even just typing in the word subscription in your search bar on your banking app can help you find some of them.
Who is subscribing to these? I know in the survey it said millennials are, you know, leading when it comes to having the most subscriptions, or at least spending the most on subscriptions. Mm-hmm. Who lags behind? Who's not spending that much?
Boomers. Boomers are not spending as much this year. And we are also finding that Gen Z isn't spending as much. So by the numbers, Gen Z is spending about $81 a month when it comes to subscriptions. Boomers and Gen X is spending about 86, and boomers are spending about 87. So as you can notice, those three generations fall right below that $90 average, whereas millennials, we're spending about $101 a month.
Okay. What about you? Like, where do you fall in here?
I am a millennial, and I've got to say that when I really start adding up all my subscriptions, looking at my budget, I definitely am more so tipping over that $100 line. I pay for Disney Plus because my son loves Bluey. I definitely have a wholesale membership because it makes sense for my family. So just thinking about all of those things, even the security app and all of those things that I deem as necessary, I do find that I'm paying a bit more. And honestly, I'm probably going to go ahead and see how I can trim that down this weekend.
You know, I'm wondering, I didn't see this in the survey, but it used to be someone in the family had Netflix, and so everyone in the family had Netflix. And you said, but they've cracked down on this. Have you noticed maybe a little bit that people are spending more because they're sharing less?
That could be a possibility, although we're not sure. It could be that people are spending more in terms of convenience, too. Just in general, I'm thinking about the convenience that comes with subscriptions, right? Having something accessible at your fingertips. So that could be one of the reasons, but my recommendation, if you are thinking about just sharing or if that's one way to cut costs, another way is potentially the rotation method. So cutting off a subscription when you're all done with it. Like, I'm going to finish a show tonight and I'm actually going to be canceling one of my subscriptions that I've been paying for the past 3 months. So that's another way that people can kind of maybe cut costs. But in terms of maybe it really could boil down to just convenience.
All right. Well, thanks for reminding us to check those out, all of those subscriptions that we've kind of forgotten about. Hopefully not, but I know I'm guilty on it somewhere there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.